We kick off hour number two of the program, talking about Tennessee recruiting. We got virtual recruits signing up. We got real recruits signing up.
I do want to get a Ball for Life segment later on in the show.
We will.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Just kind of teasing that out there because I know that's a fan favorite.
Yeah. Some of our listeners were educating some of the Barstool crew about that because Brandon Walker, big college football guy, was like, look at these Tennessee fans. Like, yeah. And one of our guys was, one of the 37 was like, yeah, the local radio station does a whole bit on this.
On Vol Facebook. Tyrion Ingram Dawkins. 100% crystal ball to South Carolina. I think he has his commitment date set pretty soon. But apparently Georgia just started pushing for him. Like, well, they really want him. Moved up 214 spots.
Yeah.
214 spots.
It's a 6'5", 298-pound defensive tackle. Gaffney, South Carolina, home of Frank Underwood from House of Cards, home of the Giant Peach. They're the Gaffney Indians, their field, the reservation. And if you know anything about that area like I do, it's a scary place to play if you are a opposing team. Mm. There was a stretch back when Philip Fulmer used to be taking guys from Gaffney where they had won, like, you know, I don't know, a gazillion games in a row at home. Like, just you go onto the reservation, it's like Death Valley. You're not coming back out alive.
It's like South Knoxville, man. Come across the river, get that ass beat.
Is that what they say?
It's a saying. Yeah.
Okay.
You ever been to Vestal?
Mm-hmm. Once or twice.
Yeah. Keep your head down.
Okay.
Eyes to the floor. In Vestal.
Like, so Georgia wants him, and now he's a thing, right?
It's kind of, like, I don't mind the Georgia commits going up in a way because it just puts more pressure on Kirby. It's like, hey, man, all these five stars, you got to start winning something. You got to start hanging banners. Is this lower expectations for Pruitt? Just kidding. It's like, they're really not that good. Like, if you were the coach, which would you want? Your players to be overinflated or undervalued?
Under.
Yeah, right. So maybe in a way it's good. My only worry is that other recruits see it and they're like, maybe Tennessee's not recruiting all that well. The hype is just hype. I also do wonder if other coaches around the country are, I mean, remember the Oklahoma coach tweeting out, don't buy the hype, don't buy the hype. All the other schools coming at us with, like, here's when we beat Tennessee last year or the last time we played them. You think they're calling the 24/7 guys? Like, he's not that good, man. We offered him, sure, but he's not a five-star player. Trying to kill the momentum a little bit?
Maybe, yeah. Probably.
Politics.
Mm-hmm.
Just sad. And, you know, the kids are the ones who lose in this. It's really, it hurts the kids.
I wonder what the kids think, like, especially if you lose a star, like, right, if your number changes, who really cares? But you lose a star, it's kind of weird. How's that even possible?
I don't know. I don't get it.
Yep.
Hmm.
Does Dylan Brooks fall farther than, like, any other player? Because it's normal for guys to go way up the board at this time of year, but for guys to fall a lot, especially, like we mentioned, their rating. Like, it's one thing if they go down in their rankings because other players have to be inserted, but for their actual rating to drop without, like, blowing out an ACL or something, like, I don't get that.
Hmm.
Which guy did we have that got hurt?
When?
He had gotten hurt, and because you were talking about that's why his weight was so off, so different.
The receiver, right?
Yeah, I think
one of them. I can't remember which one.
The one that might grow into a tight end.
Because he's got up to 250.
He's fat.
J.J. Peterson.
Let's see here. Fell one spot. I'm just looking at the top 100. Fell a spot, fell a spot, fell a spot. A lot of guys fell one spot. Up three. Up one spot. Up one spot. I swear. So everyone's move is single digits, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, starting at the number one player in the country, nobody's moved more than three spots in either direction.
Okay.
And then I was just looking at that number, and it says minus 15 spots, Terrence Lewis. Yeah. Tennessee's five-star.
Yeah.
Up one spot, up one spot, up one spot, up two spots. It just the song remains the same, right? Like, no one's really rising or falling like crazy. Two, there's a three, Kyle McCord, Ohio State. Quarterback commit, he rose three spots, up three, up three, up eight spots, an uncommitted prospect. And then Mike Hall, who's committed to Ohio State, up 62 spots. Rajon Davis fell 22 spots. He's committed to LSU. Javari Ritzy, uncommitted prospect, he came up 64 spots. Jordan Poole, this is weird, up 618 spots.
Oh. Uncommitted?
Yeah, 100% crystal ball to NC State.
Hmm. Yeah, that he'll be somewhere. That's because some other team has told them, hey, you know that kid NC State found?
Yeah, he's good. Shamar Turner, uncommitted. Defensive end, DeSoto, Texas, up 164 spots. So really no one's falling that much. You have a couple of high risers. Hmm. But, I mean, I think the biggest fall is 22 for the kid who committed to LSU, other than Terrence Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get to Dylan Brooks, who fell 43 spots.
So our two studs were by far the biggest drop. Our top two players.
And a defensive end committed to Clemson fell 34 spots.
Okay. I just don't like the color orange. I'm just kidding.
Look, do with it what you will. I'm just saying the biggest drops in the top 50 were Tennessee guys.
Let's go crazy conspiracy theory. 24/7 Sports knows that Tennessee is the Michael Jordan of fan bases. So they've developed a new strategy after the Harrison Bailey stuff last year that every year this time drop Tennessee's best guys, then raise them back up a little later. Because any big move up or down for Tennessee
is going to get,
will get clicks. And they don't know which guy's going to go to Tennessee kind of at first, so it just doesn't matter until you get a few. Okay, let's cool them off, let's heat them back up, and cool them off, and heat them back up. Click, 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 click. Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching.
Tennessee had two players committed in the top 70.
Mm-hmm.
They were two of the three biggest drops. One of which was the biggest drop, Dylan Brooks.
Yeah, we're first and third.
I don't know. I do with it what you will. This is just data.
I love that phrase.
What, do with it what you will?
Yeah.
I'm just here for data.
Mm-hmm.
As long as it's top 10, I'm good. Just be in the top 10. Top 10 class, let's ride. I think I said it yesterday. Top 10 class, I'll take my chances. I will take my chances.
Sounds good to me. I'm down. I'm in. Let's roll. We'll come back with more. Stick with us right
here. I wish we were friends with one of these commits so we could, like, test it. Like, hey, decommit, commit to Clemson, and then flip back to Tennessee.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what E-Wade said. Test the theory.
Ooh.
I mean, like, we would know it, so we'd tell everyone not to panic, but...
I mean, you know a guy.
Oh, I do know a guy.
Welcome back into the Fan Run Studios, Fox Sports Knoxville. all about recruiting here on the program. We're going to get to some Vol for Life in a little bit. If you haven't heard that segment before, the Vol for Lifers are the Facebookers that get way upset about anything, really.
Mm-hmm.
Really anything. And right now, there's just a lot of confusion about I have people texting me like,
man, the internet, it's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard. We were talking about this yesterday a little bit. Some people don't know how to take the internet. Mm. It's important to go in alert. You can't read and believe it without using your brain.
Mm. Well said.
Please use your brains. I think that's probably my go-to for today. That's the show topic. That's the title of the show. Please use your brains.
Use your brain?
Yeah. Use your brains. Well, all Tennessee's commits started to drop in the rankings. Wonder why. Use your brain. Oh, Tennessee hired Coach Dougs. Why did we fire Pruitt? Use your brain.
The fact that someone would see, especially right now, like we talked about nothing happening in recruiting, like nothing's happening with anything like that. Like there were a few coach firings at the end of college basketball season despite like having a tournament, but all of those were expected. All those were guys that were like on their, you know, deathbed hot seat.
Mm-hmm.
Like the fact
it's amazing.
The fact that someone would read a headline that Tennessee has a new football coach and their immediate thought is, yeah, it checks out, instead of what happened to Jeremy Pruitt, this can't be real.
And these are apparently fans who follow recruiting.
They're supposed to be diehard, yeah.
Oh, man. Travis Cabbage put it out the other day, but in going off of that topic, like the people that are complaining so much about these posts being in the Vol for Life group are the same people, and those people are complaining that like we're living in a fictional reality, but Travis said these are the same people that think JG's going to have a standout year. And then he asked, who's really living in a fictional reality?
It's one thing to hope for a good season and then believe that we fired Pruitt for a cartoon. I don't know if that correlates. I'm not with that comparison. Because I want JG to have a good year. You got to hope for it. You got to use your brain. But you got to hope for it.
Mm-hmm.
Brain says it's possible. So I'm going to hope for it. Dave, you're in a very bad mood today.
Yeah, you are. You're a Davey Downer today.
Yeah, why is that?
I didn't think that was a down comment.
You knocked JG for no reason.
I think we're going to replace Debbie Downer with Davey Downer. Or at least allow him to be the male version. We need gender. If we can't have gender neutral, we need at least each side represented equally. Debbie Downer, Davey Downer.
You can have gender neutral, just Duh Downer.
Yeah, but I want to make sure Davey's involved.
I was just making sure we had all three.
Girls can be named Davey.
Good point.
You ever met a girl named Davey?
Mm-hmm.
You have?
Yeah. Went to high school with a girl named Davey.
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 She looked like that.
Was it IE?
I don't know.
A lot of times Johnny, if it's a girl, it's like IE. Not
I don't
y.
I don't know. I never had to spell it. Mm. Just heard her name called when she'd had to, you know. Just all of a sudden, there was a girl named Stevie.
Stevie.
Yeah, Stevie and Davey.
Stevie
had a buddy in middle school named Stacy.
I don't like that. I don't like girls with boys' names.
They're just names, man.
I know.
It's just a label.
I mean, I guess, I don't know, I guess it can make them stand out a little bit.
Yeah.
Give you an advantage.
Mm-hmm. Big for recruiting.
Mm, yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah. Stuff that matters. It's the important stuff, really. Anything else happened yesterday? Did we miss anything? Any big news? No?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Ohio State basically said they want to play with at least some fans. Actually, no, we did miss big news. The NCAA said men's basketball, women's basketball, and football players can start working out June 1st.
June 1st.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, and plenty of time to have football. I mean, we're going to have football now. Like, it's on. Question now is fans. But no, that was a huge ruling, I guess, or whatever.
Yeah, Ohio State says they want 20,000 to 50,000 fans in the stands.
Yeah, I think this could, it may not be, but I think this could be like when Mayor Kincannon said 28 days minimum, has to be 28 days. That's the minimum for phase one.
Mm-hmm.
Knox County Health Department just reneged on that. Phase two to open May 26th instead of May 29th. So it's only a few days.
Oh, we got a week.
But it was 28 days minimum, no exceptions. Unless Kane says, you know, Big Glenn Jacobs just said, hey, health department, you guys are being more strict on us here in Knox County than the, you know, than the state health department.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell, man? And they went, okay, Mayor Jacobs, we'll check out the numbers again. And came back and said, yeah, we're fine here. Let's open up. We'd have two people going to the hospital, mm-hmm. but our numbers went down again.
Hmm.
Just two people in the hospital?
Yep. We're under 40 now, total cases in Knox County.
I don't care about local government, like, checks and balances. If Kane tells you to do something, you're probably going to do what Kane says, I feel like.
Well, he played the my hands are tied thing on the 28-day phase deal. I even got some source information on that. Like, he wanted to make sure he was listening to the health experts. Mm-hmm. He was trying to defer to, you know, if you read through the actual document that the joint city and county governments put out, it had sources for every decision they had made, which makes sense. It's a good CYA policy. But then once the numbers kept going, they said, hey, when we reopen, we know these numbers are going to go up. Prepare for that. It's okay. We want to make sure that, you know, hospital numbers don't go up, and the numbers actually gone down. 20 to 50,000 fans. There was some media member really freaking out about that. Like, there's no way you can do that. There's no way you can how are guys going to go to the bathroom? It's the concessions at halftime that'll be packed. I don't care if there's only 20,000 people in there. And other people are like, dude, chill out. Like, you could say these sections go to this concession, these sections go to this concession. You know, if like you have to put some of it on the fans. Like, hey, if it's packed right here, you're gonna have to just go back to your seat and wait if you know, come back later or whatever. Which I feel like people do that anyway, right? Like, you ever try to go to the concessions before the game?
No.
And you're like,
line's too long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're like, maybe I'll come back later, maybe not. And you go back to your seat. Or you go, I don't know. I'm typically so into the game, I don't.
Same. No, I'm not. Once I sit down,
yeah.
Unless I've just really got to use the bathroom, I'm pretty much parked. I'm not like, oh, it's halftime, let me go get some nachos and drink. No, I just.
No, the perfect game watching experience for me is when I drink enough at the tailgate and it's so hot outside that I literally don't even have to hit the restroom during the entire football game.
So that's a recipe for waking up feeling terrible the next day.
You just have to hydrate after, right? It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine.
Post-game hydration?
Yeah, yeah. That's usually like the noon or the 3:30 mm-hmm. window. It's really hard to do that for the night game. Night game, you typically gotta go. But yeah, I've done that before where it's like, man, that was crazy. I just sat in my seat the entire game. Never got up.
You just found the perfect balance.
Of being just dehydrated enough, but still
feeling good,
yeah.
Mm.
It's delicate. It is. It can go the wrong direction in a hurry.
I feel like that's one you miss.
You miss bad.
You miss one way, you got to go to the restroom. You miss the other way, you're getting carried out.
Aim small, miss small.
Yep, yep, yep. Good point. It's a good point. But boy, you go too far and you're getting police escorted to the paddy wagon.
Nah, I don't drink that much going into the game.
I've seen you at games, man.
What? That's not true at all.
Thought I was going to have to carry you back to the bus in Charlotte.
What are you talking about?
You were hammered.
Was I really?
No.
I didn't think
so. I just messed around.
I surprised sounded like it when I yelled at Nigel Warrior. I think he might could have even heard me. The place was so empty at that point.
That was the most angry I've ever seen you. You know, at anything.
He wouldn't try to hit this tight end for West Virginia when he caught the ball over the middle. He kind of shied away from it.
And Nate lost it. Words you can't say on the radio. Many of them.
Was this the West Virginia game mm-hmm. you said?
Yeah. Yeah, in Charlotte.
Yeah.
It was kind of late.
See, he wasn't in town, so he was just like, I'm just letting it fly.
No, no one knows me here.
Yep.
I can go with reckless abandonment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I respect it.
But that's big news, June 1st.
Did the SEC make a decision?
They're voting.
Okay. I guess we'll probably do June 8th. Soon. We'll split the 15th and 1st thing and just call it the 8th.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Keeps everybody happy.
What days of the week are that, though? Let's see the... Okay, that's Mondays then. June 1st is a Monday, and obviously that makes June 8th a Monday. Okay. I mean, that's plenty of time, right? I don't think it really doesn't matter either way.
I would say so, but I'm sure people will argue. That's what we love to do. Mm.
How do you pick the 20 to 50,000 fans, though?
First come, first serve?
First come, what do you mean?
Like if you bought your tickets first?
Like if you've renewed them since like 19, you know, 23.
Oh, yeah, like who's, yeah, longest or, running streaks? Or do you go just this year?
That would make young Tennessee fans so mad, probably. I mean, some of them would have their families tickets or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I can just see it now. No wonder we lost to Florida. Stadium wasn't loud because we let all the old people have their tickets. They're the ones that the wine and cheese crowd in there.
No, South if you're over a certain age, you're probably going to be told you can't come in anyway for your safety.
South end zone was empty. It was just the West people that liked to sit in the shade. They were too quiet. If I'd have been there, we'd have been louder. Our defense would have played better.
People won't be like that in a pandemic.
No, they're going to be outside the stadium. I don't. I agree with our take yesterday.
You're not going to be able to keep people from gathering to watch football. You're just not.
Yeah.
Not in the South. Not in places where it's a big deal. You're just not going to be able to.
Like, I wonder what Germans are doing right now with the Bundesliga. Like, surely they're getting together to watch games. Even though they can't be in the stands.
You should call over and ask them.
I might. I got a guy over there.
You got a guy?
Mm-hmm.
In Germany?
Yeah, I'll probably Facebook message him, but yeah.
It's a big deal. Look at you.
Mm-hmm.
Congrats on your global friendships.
I need to get my sister
it's
to
a
ask
big deal.
Chinese students how things are going there.
They're back in school, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We're coming out of the other side of this just fine.
Yesterday, I think I said it was I don't know. I can't remember what I said during the break on the show. It was the Israeli professor that said it's a respiratory disease. 40 days, it'll peak. 70 days, it'll be dying off. We're on that trajectory.
I'll take it.
It's good news. I mean, I hope this is a thing where Ohio State's like, yeah, 20 to 50,000 fans, and then the coronavirus just keeps dying and dying and dying, and they're like, you know what? We're fine. Let's go.
Gonna be a lot of pushback because a lot of people really want this to be the longest running thing of all time for various reasons.
Well, in my college football selfishness, I kind of hope some new thing will come along that a certain side of the aisle will think is a better opportunity to make Trump look bad, and that'll push COVID more to the back page because I feel like that'll be the last segment of humanity that holds on to this stuff.
Mm.
Like, you could have zero coronavirus cases, and if it will bring down Trump, there will be some people that will still be saying, making it a thing. So hopefully it'll die off to the point where that political crap on both sides as they throw mud at each other can be about what we should have done and about past stuff, and there won't be any present and future restrictions, you know what I mean?
It's already happening.
Yeah, yeah. Like, if they want to argue about what we should have done and argue about March and April, that's great. But, like, just don't impact my September, please, with your, you know, political spin. I just want to watch a football game and cheer for the Vols with Democrats and Republicans alike.
Republicans cheer for Tennessee, too.
Welcome back into the Fan Run Studios, Fox Sports Knoxville. Apparently, Ohio State has a couple different plans. One, 20 to 22,000 fans. And one, 40 to 50,000 fans, if the guidelines are relaxed.
So they're saying no matter what, the max will be 40 or 50?
I mean, that's what they're saying right now.
Hmm.
But we've seen this song and dance, you know, in a month. The numbers keep going down. Is that still going to be the thing? I mean, hell, in 2 weeks, like, it has taken the United States as a whole's numbers to go up a little longer and then go down a little longer, both than obviously much smaller countries. But I mean, when you look around the world at other countries' cases, like they're only going in one direction. Now, there have been certain outbreaks in certain places, you know, plants and stuff like that. Did you see that at Alabama's construction crew?
I did see outbreak? That. Mm-hmm. And they've resumed now.
Have they?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that was a headline on ESPN. The renovation can continue.
In Italy, their peak was March 21st. 6,557 cases. And now on May the 20th, so 2 months later, they're at 665. So, excuse me, they dropped by a factor of 10 in 2 months. So, like, if that's... I mean, I don't know. I don't know if that math checks out. I don't know if you can extrapolate that to the U.S., but if we drop by a factor of 10 over the next 2 months, I mean, that's still only July 21st. You still have another month and a half before the season. I wonder if that'll change things even more. Ohio has 1,781 deaths total, 29,000 confirmed cases. They're not one of the, mm-hmm. you know, badly hit ones. United States right now, 22,140. So if that dropped to 2,214 on July the 21st, I feel like they'd be like, yeah, we're going to let everybody in. Like, surely they would, right?
I think we're 100 days out, if I'm not mistaken.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So we can start the jersey countdown tomorrow.
God.
Well, I don't know if that's Tennessee.
We'll be able to start it today, if we want, with the new jersey rules. Maybe starting next year.
Because you can get to zero?
Do we count zero as 100 or zero, like, on game day? I feel like it's already game day. We should count it as 100. Start with the zero.
Start with the zero.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense. We've never had a double zero player.
That's what I'm saying. We'll get one this year, though, to celebrate next year. Like, who's going to wear doubles?
We'd be starting the countdown today, so we don't have a double zero player.
I was saying next year we can start on day 100 instead of day 99. Mm,
okay.
We'll be celebrating whoever wears double zero this year, because it'll be the greatest double zero in the history of Tennessee's program, even if they're a walk-on.
That's true. That's just science.
Yep.
It's math.
What's that guy? Is it maybe Karat Garland, double zero? What do you think?
Nah, I don't know. I
felt like he had a weird number.
He can have it if he wants it.
I think JG should start the season at double zero.
Okay.
And then each game, he just gets the number of his touchdown to interception ratio. So, like, if he has a 1-2 that game, he gets 12. If he has a 2-1, he gets 21, and you just keep going up until if he runs out of jersey numbers with interceptions instead of touchdowns, we drop him and go to Harrison Bailey. If he runs out of touchdowns, we just keep him going at number two.
Does it have to be double zero? Or can it be single zero? I feel like single.
We
zero
don't know.
Would be pretty
we talked
awesome.
About that. I think it'd probably have to be double zero. Hmm. But isn't Smokey double zero? Isn't that what's on his jersey?
He may have to change. Maybe he can be 100. He can just add the
one. Yeah, this year.
Yeah.
Doug.
Yeah.
Doug the dog.
Doug the dog. Jimmy Holiday's 10 for your new number, people. We don't have a double zero right now. Maybe it could be a big recruiting pitch to one of these guys.
Be the
signing.
First zero.
Yeah, you can be the double zero.
Well, like you said, you're going to be the best double zero in the history of Tennessee football at least while you're here.
Absolutely.
Also be the worst.
Kenneth George wearing 41 was weird.
That was weird. But I don't know why, though, because Dennis Rogan wore 41, and it never looked weird when he was.
I thought that looked weird, too.
You did?
Yeah.
I never thought that looked weird. Mm-mm.
LaBruzza wears 44. I don't understand.
That's weird.
Like 40 DBs with 40s don't. I don't.
For some reason, Rogan pulled it off, but that 40, that's a linebacker number.
Let's just give it to the dog, Elijah Simmons.
I'd be okay with that.
I feel like he should be double zero.
I'd be just fine with that.
Because right now, Savion Williams is 50 and Elijah Simmons is 51, and I get those guys not mixed up when I see them, but just the naming and the numbers mixed up.
I like defensive ends single digits or 90s or 80s. 80s fine.
They're never 80s. That's like wide receiver or nothing.
I'm just saying. Okay. I would defensive end 81. Well, these are, I'm in on that.
These are big linemen, so I think double zero would be awesome.
I don't disagree with you. Elijah Simmons is double zero would be great.
Do you remember how small the 51 looked on him in the photo shoot?
He's a big guy. He needs bigger numbers.
Yeah. I guess, I mean, the numbers stay the same, right? Like, Nike doesn't scale the numbers by the size of the shirt.
I don't think
that'd
so.
Be impossible. That's why 51 looks
That's
so
why
small.
Everybody wants to go back to the big numbers, though, because it just looks better on the jersey.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe one of these offensive linemen go.
They going
to
do any uniform tweaks this year? Have they said anything?
They haven't said.
Okay. Other than maybe the grays or black or something?
Nah, the grays are out.
Black. My bad.
Yeah, the black.
Yeah. All right.
Trey Smith to double zero?
No.
He feels right at
maybe number one.
Number one?
Yeah. That would be a pitch. You want to have the best offensive line in the country. Give those guys single-digit numbers.
Karat Garland was 79. I thought that was
weird.
Let's give him double zero. He's 300 pounds.
I thought you wanted to give Simmons double zero.
Either one.
This is a bad segment.
It's not a bad segment.
I think it's a bad segment.
All right. We'll reset.
Yeah.
More next.
We're working on it.
Final segment, hour two. It's brought to you by Volunteer State Insurance Brokers. It's David Britt and his team there at volunteerstateinsurance.com. They'll shop all carriers across the great state of Tennessee and find the best plan to fit your needs. If you're stuck on Cobra or if you've lost your job due to coronavirus and need some bridge insurance, there's all different types of policies. You can do a 1-year short-term deal. You know, a three year type of setup that you could then renew like every two and a half years and keep that going if you like it. Or obviously, if you run your own business, there's business options for you as well for group policies. Anything you can think of, David Britt and his team will work with you, answer your questions, take the time to make sure that you know exactly what the best type of plan and all available options are to you and get you set up through Volunteer State Insurance Brokers. They'll shop all the carriers across Tennessee. My family just did that, and we're going with the United Healthcare plan that has all the doctors that we need. They're all in network. It's great. There are different deductibles to choose from, different co-insurance deals depending on if you want to go 100%, 80-20, all that kind of stuff. And David Britt will make sure that you understand each and every aspect of the policies and pick the one that fits your needs. Get you the best deal. And never charge brokerage fees. Just mention Fan Run Radio when you contact David Britt and his team at Volunteer State Insurance Brokers. Online, volunteerstateinsurance.com, or you can email David Britt, that's B-R-I-T-T, at volunteerstateinsurance.com. David Britt at volunteerstateinsurance.com, or call 865-224-3243. That's 865-224-3243. If you've been thinking about it, go ahead, make it happen. You can even chat with them really easily through the website. It's volunteerstateinsurance.com. So when do we think Vol for Life? We did 9 o'clock? Are we ready?
No.
No, I mean not right now, but 9 o'clock we'll be ready?
Possibly.
Okay. Davey's mad.
I'm not mad.
No, not at us. I mean, you seem distraught, shaking your head over there.
Well, one of the reasons I don't like Facebook is because you can go back and edit posts. I know a lot of people want that for Twitter, but you really don't.
You really don't.
People, no. Unless the only way I think you should do it is like there's like a 2 minute period where you can go exactly back and fix a typo.
Give you 2 minutes. Oh, yep, you got a little window. You misspelled something. Put a comma in the wrong place. You can go switch that up. But I don't need people going back and changing tweets I retweeted it 2 years later.
Because there was a post yesterday that I commented on. And we know me. I just like to stir the pot. And one of the things I did was just went all out for the Dugs on the Vol for Life Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
But some people made some comments, and I rightfully educated them on the matter.
Yeah.
But then they go back and edit the post where it makes me look more like a bad guy.
Mm.
What? But they can't edit your post.
No, they can't edit my post, but if they completely change theirs to go off of mine,
right,
they can then alter how that looks.
I gotcha.
But I'm not mad about that. I'm mad because I was waiting for today to take some screenshots, but a couple of things have been taken down, even though they don't violate the group rules. But that's what's aggravating with the Vol for Life group now is they've added so many admins that the people who originally allowed you to post, they're fine as long as you don't violate the terms and conditions of their group, which they stated at the beginning. But with just such a soft culture that we have in America nowadays, just the most
in this country
innocent comment that is somewhat sarcastic just gets taken so out of place.
Mm.
I don't know, did you see the video going around for, I guess it was the WPT World Poker Tour?
Mm-hmm.
Where the Canadian, I think the guy was Australian that he was going up against. He might have been British. I'm not 100% sure.
I think he was English, yeah.
Okay. But some people are just always going at him, just trying to get somebody to crack. And then you just had the most woke bro just be like, you're being a bully, like on live television.
And then he kind of became the bully. Maybe he was just playing it right back.
He's Canadian. I think he was actually upset.
Yeah, the way he yelled verbal abuse didn't make it seem like a joke.
I think I was just being annoying. I don't know if that's verbal abuse. Maybe it is.
I don't think it is. I think that's poker.
That's fair.
I watched Rounders. Edward Norton was in everyone's head.
Mm. Verbal abuse.
Shout out Worm.
To some. Great movie. Such a great movie.
But yeah, Nate, to I guess originally go back to what you started on, we should be good for 9 o'clock.
Okay.
We just won't have everything we normally would.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
We got to be better about the screenshots right when you see it.
Right when it happens.
That's a new thing. The new rules.
Okay.
You see it, you screenshot it. Got to have it. We can't. Screenshots last forever, especially now that they can edit.
I do think it's funny that on the Vol for Life Facebook group, which we do have several people who listen to this show that also post in there. Don't tip your hat as far as, hey, they make a joke about this, because then it just limits our access to actually gain this quality content.
Mm-hmm.
But it's funny because Tanner, Billy, and myself all had posts related to Doug's, and they were doing the most numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I was gaining most of the content. But I can't find Billy's on there now, which no fault to Billy. But I was hoping he actually had some screenshots. But that, like you said, Houston, that I will take responsibility on not getting the screenshots when I should have initially.
Mm. Well, now we know.
Mm-hmm. Now we know.
They've tightened the reins there.
In the Vol for Life true fans, that's where the good stuff really comes from.
Uh-huh.
They've limited, you can post, but what happens is it has to go through an admin to approve it before it'll actually show up on the page.
Yeah.
And they, you want to talk about making sure the right propaganda gets out.
It's like North Korea, huh?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
I think I could be supreme leader of the Vol for Life Facebook True Fans group.
I don't understand why a person that understands the Gus Duggerton shtick would have a problem with it.
Well, we talked about this briefly.
Some people hate
after
fun.
The show. That is true. But on top of it, this generational gap and how things are perceived is just, Nate, I think you said it would make a great case study where people who we'll refer to as the OK boomers,
mm-hmm.
they were brought up at a time where at least they believed everything that came out on the news or what was a legit site should automatically be trusted. But where we're at, we're skeptical of majority of the things we see just because we've kind of been in one of those situations where it's like, oh, you get burned. There's not a blue check. And even now, like, you got to take the blue checks with a grain of salt. But at the same time, you just, before you confirm something, you kind of have to make sure you're doing a diligent job of checking the information, double-checking the information, and just seeing.
That's what I said in number one. Use your brain. Got to use your brain.
Yeah, people think they understand everything before they actually understand it. Mm. I don't think people realize how dumb they are sometimes.
Blake Topmeyer of the Knoxville News Sentinel, who came under fire by Vol fans for lots of different things in the past, tweeted this 15 hours ago. Before last night, I'd never heard of Coach Gus Dugerton. We're good so far. Like, it's okay if you don't follow along, but here he continues. I still don't get why people are interested by this, but I also don't understand why people like hard seltzer. I'll remain blissfully in the dark.
There's a lot of weird parallels being drawn there.
Yeah.
Do you just compare Coach Dugs to a hard seltzer?
Kinda.
Coach Dugs is a diesel guy.
Mm. That's what I don't get. Like, you can't put yourself in somebody else's shoes. Like, you can't understand why someone else would like something. That's the weirdest part to me. Like, I feel like the normal reaction by a 50-year-old non-video gaming player person would be like, oh, they're playing with Tennessee on a video game, so they're doing the thing with the coach. Okay, cool. Like, I'm not going to watch. I don't really care. But
yeah, but people, instead of saying that, say, I'm not interested in that, and you're dumb for liking this.
You're an idiot.
Oh, my hobbies aren't your hobbies. Your hobbies are stupid. I don't know why people do that.
I don't either. I don't get it. And I don't know. I think I used to be that way, probably at some point, maybe in my 20s. Not necessarily that yours are stupid, but just like, hey, I don't get that. I don't know why you would ever like that. But now, I've gotten to the point where maybe it's because I have gotten into more things that other people think are weird. So I'm like, you know, I enjoy this. I understand why you don't enjoy it. So now, oh, well, that means I should probably realize that there are things you enjoy that I probably think are weird.
And vice versa.
But I could see why you might enjoy that. I don't understand why that's such a hard concept.
Just live and let live.
It's the golden rule, really, if you think about it. It's just, I don't know why. My dad tried to get me to read this book and I never read it. But it's called like We're Driven or something. And it's basically like
Energy Bus?
No.
It's
energy about vampires.
It's about like, I guess it's trying to say like we drive too hard to compete at everything. Like, we should just chill out, I guess. Like, you don't have to win everything. Is that why we do this? Because we think we're superior. Like, we have this competitive drive where even, like, we want to say the stuff I care about is more important than the stuff you care about.
Yeah, I win.
When in reality, like, none of that matters.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're like, I like college basketball more, and I'm like, I like college football more, you're an idiot. Like, what is the point of that? It makes no sense.
People who play video games are,
I don't like tennis,
the devil.
You're an idiot.
See what I mean? It's dumb.
Video games are the devil.
Mm. No, foosball's the devil. I had that quote wrong. Sorry.
No. Mama Boucher said that.
We'll come back. We'll get some Vol for Life ready. People actually read that Tennessee had a new head football coach and believed it. It's wild.